Blog Talk Radio.
Rich gang.
What's up, baby?
Got like 4 ounces in the 20, bitch.
Did a lot of shit, just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. Just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. Living life like a beginning, this is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, and niggas still beginning. Still screaming for the other side.
Fuck a nigga.
I'ma ride for my nigga, hey.
Convoy.
I'ma die for my nigga, hey.
Convoy.
I ain't gonna never listen to my niggas, hey. Genie. I'm living my life like Beanie. R.I.P. my brother Beanie. I stack the rat to the ceiling. Now these niggas can't beat me. I check my wake up one Chanel and these bitches can't see me. Woo. I'm in a whole nother league.
I ain't got AIDS, but I swear to God I'ma bleed.
Still a D.I.E. 28 throws up, I feel like I can F.L.Y.E.E. Be on top of these BG. God told me they can never stop me, so they ain't gon' stop me.
I'm in that carpet with baby mommy, get stoppy toppy.
I'm bleeding red like a devil, I see these bitches plotty. They wanna know how I got healed and I didn't finish potty. Just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Living life like a beginning, this is only beginning.
I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, and niggas still beginning.
I do it for my daddy. I do it for my mama. Them long nights, I swear to God, I do it for the coma. I'm willing to be beating on my shits in the jungle. Yeah. Hey. Money, home money, I got commas in the bed. Shining through Monday, I been grinding with no shit. I'm talking about taking something from me like no weed. Thuggle, that my brother. You don't want no trouble. Or you can't get these fists, knuckle. Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas, too fast, now I lose ya. Give me a bed, now I do her. I want a head, Medusa. I swear a nigga gone, cause it's strong, I'm blowing super. Hey. Grinding for a new day. I'm skating like that nigga Lupe. Hey, I'm on the top, just like Toupe. Weed, I'm in her mouth, just like Toupe.
Yeah, a lot of shit, just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
I'm so swagged out.
Living life like a beginning, this is only beginning.
Hey, Bito.
I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, and niggas still beginning.
Popping that GTV, living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
What up, world? It's your boy Bone, also known as Billy Boston Jr., coming at you live from the city, Robonia, Florida. Yes, I'm coming from Robonia, the only Robonia, the home of the Mardi Gras. You know it. Anyway, hey, here, giving a shot at it by myself, so bear with me. I'm probably going to be on here sounding like I don't really know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to have fun with it either way. And that's pretty much it. I want to come at you with a few things. a little different from what you would get if you were listening to the TOAB show, Thoughts of a Brother, when I'm on the show on the air with my co-host, Corey Washington, Mr. D.L. Randall. Just want to talk to normal people. I want to talk to my people right here in our community. I want to talk to people right here in Manatee County. I want to talk about things that affect us right here in Manatee County. So with that, going to my first little segment, I like to call Face the Tweet. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Face the Tweet. That little combo I just touch on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and just see what everybody's talking about. Most of the people that are from our area. And we're going to get going. First thing that I want to touch on based on is Molly B. I don't know if anybody watches Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I am a fan of the show. And Mama D is the mother of rapper. What's his name again? Scrappy, that's it. Man, I almost got the man's name. Scrappy. All right, Mama D is Scrappy's mama. Anyway, somebody has encouraged Mama D to say, yes, y'all, Mama D is not just on TV trying to tell her grown son how to run his life. But now, you know, she's saying, I saw a couple of clips. But I did see one that was, you know how we are, black people. Mama D performing live somewhere, singing her heart out, and her tooth falls out her mouth, literally. Literally, her tooth falls out of her mouth. Where they do that at? Oh, caught me by surprise, first time I saw it. You know, the professional that she is, as it fell out her mouth, she turned it back to her audience, put it back in her mouth, and commenced to continue singing. Professional. Only a professional could pull that off. Your tooth fall out your mouth, but you keep singing. One time for you, Mama D. I wish I had some callers. I don't want to just keep it to myself. But I guess if you have money, you can start you a singing career. But you may not necessarily be able to keep your business bill up to point. I don't know. What happened? Somebody with some false teeth, let me know. I mean, is this a common occurrence? Do your dentures fall out your mouth all the time? I used to see the commercials for Polygrip. Did she not make sure her Polygrip game was on point? What happened to Mama D? Why she lost her teeth? Was she just singing that hard? Anyway, let me move on then. Let's see what else do I want to talk about today. I was scrolling through my Facebook feeds, and I came across a real short clip of Antonio Brown. He's a running back for Pittsburgh Steelers, I want to say. I don't even know who they was playing against, to be honest with you. But this man was running the ball in straight karate kick slash knee the defender that was trying to tackle him in the head, and he kept going. That's not a legal move. You can't do that. There were no flag. They didn't stop the play. I mean, they own flag. I know they didn't review it. He didn't score a touchdown or anything like that, I don't believe. But they drop-kicking each other in the league now? That's a legal play? I would think that would be illegal. That's giving the advantage to the one side or the other, right? I mean, that's the whole point of the rules of football, is that, no, one side or the other can't have the advantage. They allow running backs to drop kick defenders now. Then, I mean, they need to bring back the clothesline. and, you know, and the chicken wing. Some of y'all might not be old enough to know what the chicken wing is, but, you know, the chicken wing right across the side of the helmet. I don't know. They're doing all these rules trying to make the game safer, but I don't see how that's a fake game if running backs can drop kick people. But, hey, who am I? I ain't nobody. Let's see what else we got. Ray Rice, since I'm talking about football, Ray Rice, the running back, or should I say the former running back for the Baltimore Ravens. His contract has now been terminated by the Ravens due to him beating the hell out of his wife. And if I'm not mistaken, I stand. This is my first time hearing this. There's a video of this. I'm mad I didn't go and watch it prior to coming on the air, but apparently there's a video of him hitting his wife. Now, as far as I know, he has it outside of a suspension. The NFL didn't choose to kick him out or ban him from the league. The Baltimore Ravens took it upon themselves to terminate his contract. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. I mean, you don't really, usually it's a reactive type of thing. The NFL comes down with their stipulations or their rules of what they want to happen, and they force the team to abide. This time the team just made a decision themselves. They don't want no part of him anymore. Good thing or bad thing? I don't know. Good thing in a sense of right from wrong. He was wrong for beating his wife, definitely. I guess in this case, he was even wronger for allowing somebody to videotape him. I don't know. I'll do my research next time better, and I'll be able to come along and watch the video first. Let's see. Something on a lighter note. Mr. Hair Weave Killer, a.k.a. 2 Chainz. Those of you that know me know that I'm a fan of 2 Chainz. I do not look like 2 Chainz just because, let me say this, just because I brought it up. Every black man with dreads does not look alike. Let me say that one more time. Every black man with dreads does not look alike. I do not look like 2 Chainz. I do not look like T-Pain. I do not look like any of the African-American wrestlers that happen to wear a dreadlock hairstyle. I do not look like them. I look like me. I look like Billy Boston. If I look like anybody, I look like Billy Boston Sr. and Florine Boston, if I look like anybody. You know what I mean? I don't look like each other. I'm sorry. I'm going off from a tangent, but I always get that all the time. You look like T-Pain. You look like 2 Chainz. I don't. I just have the same hairstyle. But anyway, I digress. Mr. Hair Weave Killer, a.k.a. 2 Chainz, posted on Instagram a short video of Serena Williams' new Power Beats headphones by Beats Wireless commercial, which his single, Black Unicorn, is the soundtrack for. Black Unicorn, I like the song by 2 Chainz. Also, I'm a fan of Serena Williams, so put them both together, bam. You got yourself a hit, as far as I'm concerned. It's just a short clip, Serena working out, basically. That in itself may attract a lot of people to want to go and look at it, because I say Serena is working out. But, yeah, big ups to Serena Williams, big up to 2 Chainz for that. Good job. Let's see, anything else I want to talk about in my Face the Tweet segment of the show today? I think that's about it. Oh, one more thing. Just something I thought was funny. Some of you may have seen it. I saw it on Instagram. It was the first time I had heard the song, and then seeing the video just made it even better for me. The video of a pony, or one of the miniature ponies, like high-stepping to the song, tiptoeing in my joy. I think this is hilarious. Sorry, I was laughing at myself with myself. But I think this is hilarious. It's very funny. Like I said, I had never heard the little clip of the song before, so I may be late on that. Probably, it may be an old song, it may be new. I don't know, but tiptoeing in my joy, and they have a pony doing a little prance, a little tiptoe, like, you know, like you see us, my black people, my people, not just my black people, when we get those fresh pairs of joints or any kind of kicks, well, you know, yeah, like you said, walking. I do the same thing. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about us. I do the same thing. White just bought me a fresh pair of all-white, you know, Air Force Ones. I don't necessarily wear Jordan. May own a pair or two, but they're not my shoe of choice. My shoe of choice is Air Force Ones. Low tops, high tops, all black, all white, that's me, all day long. Fresh pair of low-top white Air Force Ones. I wish I could levitate. I wish I could float and not even get the bottom of them dirty. But I can't. They're shoes. They get dirty. That's what they do. But we take care of our shoes almost better than we take care of our clothes sometimes. I just think that's funny. Anyway, that closes out my Face the Tweet segment of 941 style. We are going to my next one. Next topic I have for you today is, I know I'm, about 2-3 weeks late, but back to school. When back to school hit, all you see over the web are pictures of kids. We're sending our kids back to school in the fresh shoes, the fresh Jordans. They tiptoe into the bus stop in their fresh Jordans and their fresh fit. You know, I say I use my news feed. I see a lot of my Facebook friends' kids dressing better going to elementary school than they dress going to high school. But that's what we're supposed to do, right? We're supposed to make sure our kids have better than what we have. But what I want us to remember as parents is the reason why we are sending our kids off to school in the fresh shoes and the fresh outfits, you know, and dressing so nice. You know, for me, I want my kids to not have to be concerned with their image because they're dressed nice. I want them to be concerned with their schoolwork and their study and make sure they get their lesson, as the old heads used to say. Making sure they're not distracted, making sure, and let's be honest, it's 2014. There's a new epidemic in the school system that those that are at my age, 35, 36, 37, you know, that we might have not necessarily had to deal with as much. Bullying. Did we have bullies? Yeah, we had bullies. But it's like I said, it's an epidemic now. It's on a whole nother level, bullying. And our kids are very much affected by it. And it's very much a part of their everyday life now, just going to school. So, you know, because of bullies, bullies are a type of people that find something in you that's different, that's not the norm. And an easy target is someone that may not have the new, up-to-date clothing, shoes, books, bags, stuff that is petty to us. But to a bully, that's easy picking. So, you know, my brain. You know, I want my kids to be concerned about that. I want them to be able to dress nice. I want them to have nice shoes and nice clothes and, you know, a nice book bag. So, you know, they're less likely to be picked on by a bully because of that. There's still plenty of other things a bully can choose to pick on your child about. And what I feel like you should do is in constant communication with your kids to know what they're dealing with in and out of school. You know, we have to know. You have to have some sort of idea of the children that they're hanging around, you know, the type of things that they're dealing with in class. Is there someone in the class there that's bullying them? Or, you know, are they the bully? We have to figure this out. It affects our kids in ways to where they don't want to go to school. They go to school, but they're distracted with not being bothered by other kids. I don't know. We just got to do our part as parents. And I feel like, you know, you got to be involved. Hey, them being dressed nice and cool and all, but we got to be involved. They have to understand the real reason why they're going to school. And it's not to be the best dressed, but it's to be the best person you can be the best student you can be, and make sure you bring home them A's and B's. Anyway, just wanted to touch bases on that. One other thing, your boy, for you today, and I may get a little long-winded in this topic, but I feel strongly about it. Something, people that I've had or are labeled to be spiritual thugs. Okay, let me say that one more time. Spiritual thug. I consider myself to be one. What is my definition of someone that falls in the category of a spiritual thug? Someone that may not fall into the category of any religion simply because of their lifestyle. All right. They're judged by their appearance. They're judged by their environment. They're judged by the situation that they may be in at the time, whether it be, you know, struggling to make ends meet or, you know, doing whatever they got to do to make sure their families are taken care of. People are no less than you or I simply because they still believe in God. And that's what makes us the same. I believe in God wholeheartedly. I may not be a heavy church goer. I, you know, may not be a heavy Bible reader, but I believe in God. I may question religion in a lot of ways. I may question their tradition. I may question some of their motives, some of their actions in certain situations. But, you know, I believe in God. I don't believe I have to go to church to be one of God's children. I don't feel like I have to read the Bible to be one of God's children. The only thing I feel like I need to do in order to be one of God's children is believe in Him, love Him, allow Him to love me, and everything else just kind of comes along with it. You know, being a good person and God-fearing and all that. Love God. Allow Him to love you. Do what you feel is right inside of you is the right thing to do. And you'll be whatever they want to label you. You'll be that Christian. You'll be that Baptist woman. You'll be that, you know, whatever label they put on your religious beliefs. I don't believe that. You shouldn't have a label. You shouldn't have to label your love for God. You shouldn't have to follow rules in order to love God. I don't agree with that whatsoever. I refuse to allow someone to tell me that my love for God is any more or less than their love for God simply because they fall into the category of a Christian, and I don't, because I don't go to church. That makes me less than a Christian because I don't have a church home. That makes me less than a child of God. I'm not a Christian. I'm not. And take that how you want to take it. But I love God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the story that they put in the Bible predicting Jesus Christ's life and the struggle that he went through. I wish that they put them all in there, but that's a completely different show. I'm not even going to go into that. But, yes, I believe in Jesus. Yes, I love God. No, I don't have a church, and I'm not looking for one. No, I don't read the Bible. And, you know, I said on the show before on the Talk to the Brother show that I was eventually going to read the Bible. And, you know, first I had said that it was a choice that I didn't read the Bible. Now, you know, I'm changing that a little bit. I'm going to sit down and read it. What I'm going to do, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to sit down and read the Bible. I'm going to download the Bible app to my, you know, Android, Samsung Note 3 phone, and I'm going to read the Bible that way. And, you know, I'm going to try to enlighten myself. My homeboys on Corey Washington and Derek Randall, they always like to say that the Bible is the blueprint. And I disagree with them every time. But, you know, I'm going to read their blueprint. I'm going to read the Bible so I can see how they call it the blueprint. Because I don't think I need... No, this is what I say. And hold on just a second as I fire up my cigarette. The Bible is instruction on how to build a relationship with God if you don't know how to do it yourself. Same thing with the church. I don't think churches are bad. I just think churches are good. Churches are good for the people that need it. The people that need to go around other people that believe the way they believe and will help them find God if they need help finding God. I found God by myself. I'm going to be completely honest. I found him by myself. I've been running from him for years. I stopped running one day and bam, ran right into him. I didn't need a Bible for that. I didn't need to go to church for that. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I had me personally speaking for myself. I had to stop going to church in order to find God. Because it's easy to get caught up and wrapped up in church life. You know? Church life. I'm not talking about any church specific. Just they're all generally the same. You know, these places you should go and not be judged and, you know, not be ridiculed, but church people be the first people to talk about you. Church people be the first one to judge you. Church people. Not all. But, you know, they out there. And, you know, churches have been around for centuries. And they've been talking about people. Church people have been talking about people for centuries. Judging people, you know, manipulating the word the way they want to judge you to make them sins, they make their sins less than your sins. We all got sins. My sins are just different from yours. So why does that make me bad and you good? Religion, I'll tell you what, religion. I can talk about this for hours, you know. I'm going to be honest with you. I miss my homeboy trying to do this solo. And, you know, try to do it every Monday, 5 o'clock. I'm going to go from here. Again, the show is 941 style. I want to talk about things that I feel like affect us here in our community. And I want your feedback. I want to know what you think. You know, how do you feel about me? Right in my mouth. How do you feel about what I said? Do you agree? Do you disagree? I'm interested in knowing. Anyway, Spiritual Thug. The birth of Spiritual Thug is what I want to call it. Because it's a little different. You know, when I was growing up, when I was running the streets, you know, a thug, one thing about God, it's a contradiction to even put the two words together. But something I've noticed in these years that everybody understands, well, not everybody. The people that are in the struggle the most, people that are out there, you know, that made the decision to support their family by any means, to support their family. Now, I'm not justifying selling drugs, and in a way I'm not justifying and the violence that's associated with it. But I personally know people that have been selling drugs for years but are by no means violent people. They never robbed anybody. They never broken in anybody's house. They never caused bodily harm to anyone physically. Yeah, the drugs they sell may cause people harm, but themselves, they've never done it. So, you know, why do they have to, or why can't they believe in God too? There we go judging them again. A thug can love God. A thug doesn't have to go to church to have a relationship with God. Thug doesn't have to walk around with a Bible in his pocket to know and love God and to know Jesus Christ. And something y'all may notice, I talk about God more than I talk about Jesus, and that's something that may bother some true Christian. But if you understand religion, you understand that Christianity wasn't necessarily built around God. Yes, the basis is God, but the religion itself was built around Jesus Christ. You know, other religions have their versions of Jesus Christ. And I think that's where it gets iffy in religions for me, because it almost comes off as if we're idolizing someone more than we are the person that we should be. We should be building our relationship with God. Jesus, for me, is an example of someone that believed in God wholeheartedly, that he wanted to tell the world, and he wanted to show the world what you'll be able to do when you do believe in God. Jesus didn't walk around spreading Christianity. That wasn't his goal. There was no name to it, what he was doing. He was just preaching the love of God. Man took this extraordinary person who was sent here as an example for us for the power of God and the power of the love of God. They took this man and built a religion around this man. Like I said, you know, if that's what you need in order to build that relationship with God, because for me, that's the only thing that really matters. It doesn't matter your religion. The only thing that really matters is the relationship you have with God. That's why I feel like I should be able to sit down with a Christian. I should be able to sit down with a Muslim, a Buddhist, any person, any man of any religion, and still be able to hold a spiritual conversation with him, as long as what we're talking about is God, because that's who we're in this for. That's why we're here, to build that relationship. That's our purpose, I think. And again, this is my opinion. You don't agree with it, get your peace. I don't know. The world is crazy, man. With all the nonsense that's going on nowadays, Ferguson, New York, all this, where, you know, black men are being executed. I feel that's what I feel. That's just my personal opinion, that the black male is being executed, not just by death, but by denaturalization of the black male. Racial profiling, all of you name it. You know, we have all kinds of weapons that are used against us nowadays. You know, terms and techniques and things that they use to justify their actions toward us. And, you know, it's upsetting. It's upsetting to even think about it. It really is. But, you know, trying not to get into that. Let's see, what else I want to talk about today? I want to touch on real quick on the, you know, the violence that's going on in our community, our community, Manatee County. That's Robonia, that's Palmetto, that's Bradenton, know, Sarasota, Sarasota County. I don't want to touch on that. Why are our children now, feeling the need that, you know, that these streets are worth giving their life for? That's what they're doing. They're giving their life for the streets. I'm not judging them by any means because I was out there running them same streets. I ran them same streets, hanging out in Jackson Park to and Palmetto to all times of night, you know, hanging out in Bradenton on the east side at a house party or wherever at what it was called, Nitro, it was called something, the Outer Limits. Y'all old enough to remember the Outer Limits, you know what I'm talking about. Hanging out at the Outer Limits, hanging out at the bar, the 801, what it used to be called, out there in East Brayton. They had no business in East Brayton, but I was there. They had no business on the Strip, as we called it, or Martin Luther King in Sarasota. You know, we used to hang out there heavy. You know, we ain't know nobody from Sarasota outside of people that we played sports against, but we ain't know people in Sarasota. And even back then, Sarasota ain't play. They ain't do all of that. You outside is hanging out in our areas, but hey, we did it. Just thankful enough that we didn't get pulled into something that will put our life at risk. But these kids are today. Now, it's scary. It really is scary to know that, you know, Manatee County is not a bad place to raise your kids. You know, we have some good schools. You know, it's not a real fast-paced type place. You know, we're a city, but we're country at the same time. It's a crazy mixture, you know, of a city-country life. You know, it's a decent place to raise kids. Somehow, somewhere, they're getting pulled into this lifestyle that you know, losing your life at 18, 19, 20 is okay. No, it's not okay. Why? You haven't even had the opportunity to live your life yet. You haven't done nothing at 19, 20 years old. You haven't done anything. You haven't experienced life. I didn't start experiencing life until I was 25, maybe 30 years old. I wasn't a man, per se, until I was 33, and my first child was born. So where are we dropping the ball at here? Who's dropping the ball, first of all? Who's to blame? You can't blame society. Let me tell you right now. Don't even say it. Don't even think about saying it. Not to me, because I will rebuke you in a heartbeat. It ain't society's fault, all right? Whose fault it is whoever dropped the ball that allows society to come in and take the place of what the parents should be doing. Somebody in that family dropped the ball, whether it was mama, whether it was daddy, you know, not being there or being halfway there, you know, or passing the buck off to grandma and grandma and granddaddy having to raise your child while you still running the street. So when your child gets locked up or your child loses his or her life running the street, don't get mad with society. Don't blame society. Don't blame the police force for not doing their job. No. Somebody in your family dropped the ball and didn't do their job. I hate to say it, but that's what happened. What happened to, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened with it. The village got mad when the mama X down the road beat child A before child A's mother did or something, and then now mama X and mama A are fighting because you put your hand on my child. I know that made absolutely no sense, but, you know, back in the day, you get by 2-3 whippings before you even get home to mama. And, you know, while those whippings might have been bad from the neighborhood, from auntie or from grandma, it still didn't build up to what that whooping was going to be for mama or daddy. That's gone now. I wish you would. It's the mindset now. I wish you would put your hand on my child. Who are you? Not even necessarily just a stranger, just family members. auntie, uncles. I wish you would put your hand on my child. That's my child. You don't put your hand on them. You come and you tell me and you let me handle it. Well, maybe you need some help handling it. Allow your uncle, allow your aunt, allow your mother, your father to help you raise that child. That's where we draw the ball at. The village is gone, as my homeboy likes to say. My question is, can we bring the village back? Do we want the village back? I don't know. It's just me. Well, I think I might call it quits for today. I've enjoyed myself. While brief on the air is a little different. A little different from being on the air with your homeboys to being on the air by yourself. You know, I look to lean on my brothers at times when I'm lacking and I don't have them to lean on right now. So I find myself searching for something to stay afloat. You know, but I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to keep practicing what I call my craft. Someone told me 1,000 hours. If you spend 1,000 hours, and I may be misquoting them, but if you spend 1,000 hours at something, that's your craft. If you should be considered your craft because you put so much time towards it. I'm just starting. I'm not even close to 1,000 hours. I have a long way to go, but I want to make this my craft. I want to get better at this. And the only way to do so is by putting in the time. Having faith in God and putting in the time. I have faith in God that he has put me on this path for a reason. And I'm going to do my part by putting in the time. Whether it's on the air, who knows? I'm not even going to say. You never know what you might see from me going forward because I'm not the same person I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, hell, a year ago. I'm not the same person. I'm different. I'm different. As my favorite rapper 2 Chainz said, I'm different. Yes, that's me. So I'm going to stay true to that, and I'm going to continue to try to push myself to be a better person and just keep going down my path in life. With that, I'm going to bow out today. Look forward to talking to you guys again next Monday. Again, this is 941 Style with your host, Billy Bones Boston Jr., live in the city of Robonia. I'll be coming at you every Monday at 5 o'clock. All right. Tune in, listen. Hopefully I won't babble on too much about what I think about certain things, but hopefully if you have a comment or something you want to speak on, call me up. My number is 718-664-9983. Again, 718-664-9983. And on that note, I want to close out this day. Something I want to try to do. I'm going to try to close out. You heard my intro song. That's Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan on that lifestyle track. I like that. I think it fits nice with the show. But today, I'll probably close out with a little something different every show. But today I'm going to close out with this one song. I'm not a big fan of his. I'm going to be honest with you. But it's something about this song that I just like. So on that note, it's been fun. It's been a ball. Look out for your boy next Monday, all right? Peace and love.
spark a new flame.
On plate, World Series, our niggas sliding in a Baby, I'm a boss, I'm talking George Stein, Brenner, Panamera, Yogi Berra, my two-seater, Derek Jeter, got more stripes than all these niggas, babe, who fallin' in the Beamer, collar on my polo, kisses on my necklace, all my diamonds watching, now my watch is getting jealous, smoking on the bomb in my autograph LeBron's, yeah, she told me I'm the one, that's when I only hit it once.